This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Security forces in Myanmar made mass arrests and appeared to use lethal force Sunday as they intensified their efforts to break a protest a month after the military staged a coup. There were reports of gunfire as police in Yangon, the biggest city, fired tear gas and water cannon while trying to clear the streets of demonstrators demanding that the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi be restored to power. Photos of shell casings from live ammunition used in rifles were posted on social media, adding to evidence that live rounds were fired. A violent crackdown also occurred in Dawei, a much smaller city in southeastern Myanmar, where local media reported at least three people were killed during a protest march. Fatalities could not immediately be independently confirmed. The U.S. now has a third vaccine to prevent COVID-19. The Food and Drug Administration Saturday cleared a Johnson & Johnson shot that works with just one dose instead of two. Health experts have anxiously awaited a one-and-done option to help speed vaccinations. The virus has already killed more than 510,000 people in the United States, and it's mutating in increasingly worrisome ways. The FDA said that the J&J's vaccine offers strong protection against what matters most. That's serious illness, hospitalizations, and death. One dose was 85% protective against the most severe COVID-19 illness in a massive study that spanned three continents. Again, the U.S. now bringing in a third vaccine to prevent COVID-19, and this one is just one shot manufactured by Johnson & Johnson. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.